Gochujang, or red chili paste, is a spicy, savory, and sweet fermented condiment popular in Korean cooking. It is naturally fermented over years in changdok, or clay pots on an elevated stone platform in the backyard. Luckily for us, we don't need years or a backyard changdok to develop our gochujang flavor. Then and now, our world and everything in it is constantly being fermented over years and years in a giant jangdok under a lid of culture and lifestyle. What besides gochujang can stand the test of time, stay hot or not? Here to start with me, Alex, the plus plus gochu, Amanda, the time traveling gochu, Michael, the latte's horse gochu, and I, Chad, the spiciest gochu in the universe. And together, we are the gochujang gang. Four Korean Americans closing and open channel lists wherever you please. All right, so this is a mini pepper on Steven Yeun, who has recently won a Golden Globe for Best Actor of a miniseries / TV movie for his role in Beef.
So, all right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was that last year? Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, the show came out last year, but I guess the Golden Globes was recent. So congratulations to Steven Yeun.
Woo!
Apparently he is the first Korean person of descent who won that award. But then also I feel like Golden Globes, they have like so many different categories now, don't they? That it's not just like one best actor or best supporting. It's like one best actor of a series of this, you know.
Yeah,
different
best
genres.
Drama, yeah. Best comedy musical.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, the movie that's in comedy and musical is not even a comedy or a musical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying Stevie went for the low-hanging fruit with actor in miniseries or motion picture for TV?
You can say that.
Yeah.
There's, like, a point where, like, they'll have so many different categories where if you don't win, it's like, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you win?
Wait, do we not have Stevie on the podcast today? Do we not have him?
No, he's too big a star now, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Now that he won this award, he's too big of a star, Coach Alex.
Isn't this like his biggest award?
Is it? He was nominated for an Academy Award. Isn't that kind of bigger?
But he didn't win it, right?
Oh.
Is this his biggest accolade? We should probably do a look on that, right?
Yeah.
You should know, Coach Chad, right?
I guess it is. I don't know. I'm looking up who else was nominated in the same category as he was. Okay, just to see his competition. Oh, okay. So other people who was nominated that you guys might know is John Hamm from Fargo, Woody Harrelson from White House Plumbers. I don't know who the other people are. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Oh, but one thing you guys probably have an opinion on is that the actress, the woman who won for best actress in miniseries TV movie.
Boo!
It was Ali Wong.
You don't need to bring that up.
Oh, no?
Why are you selling this bonus mini that's supposed to be celebrating Steven Yeun?
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm sorry.
If you say, like, Ali Wong, she won opposite of Steven Yeun, then that kind of takes away Steven Yeun's win.
It does?
To me, it does.
Why can't they both be the winner?
You got a comedian nobody who wins best actress? Huh. For like the opposite role of Steven Yeun.
Wow.
She could have been a good actress. She could be an actress. People have multiple. People can be multiple things nowadays.
That's true. People can be multiple things.
I think the next Alex Plus Plus will probably be Ali Wong. That makes the most sense,
right dude, now. That's hard because I don't even know if you have anything good to say about her.
Wow. Actually, you might be right. No, but let's go ahead and talk about Steven Yeun, his win here. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have go ahead and take turns for like a quick little like to the camera like speech to Stevie to congratulate him on his win, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and start. I'm going to say, Hey Stevie, it's Chad. Go to Chad. You're one of your number one fans. Congratulations on winning the Golden Globe for Best Actor. I knew you could do it. You actually should have won. You should have won the Academy Award too. But you know, you'll get another chance. You know, I'm looking forward to you in other shows and movies. So keep on making them. Don't stop. Yeah, I want you to be like 60, 70, still making movies. Maybe one day I'll find you at the MoMA. Just let me know. Hit me up, okay? All right. See ya. Okay, go ahead.
So just Coach Chad's doing this thing, right?
No.
Everyone's
so awkward. I mean, he's the representative.
Right, everyone's right. Doing it. Yeah, everyone's doing it.
I share the same sentiment.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
Basically what Coach Chad said, CB.
Wow. Oh, there you congratulations. Go. That's Coach Mendes.
Yeah. Okay, that's like, okay. Coach Alex, you gotta say stuff.
Hey, Steven. I don't know you that well, so I can't call you Stevie just yet, but it doesn't sound comfortable to me. Congrats on your win. And yeah, keep doing what you're doing. You're making us all look good.
Really? You're the one who said that his crane's not good.
He's playing his role, man. He's supposed to be a Korean American.
A Korean dad.
Oh shit, in that movie. Oh yeah. My god.
Minari.
Oh my god, he was nominated for that shit? Oh my god, Steven. No, you're the worst.
Well, no.
What are you doing? Coach Alex. What are you doing? Edit that out.
Okay, yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's not how you do it at all.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Coach Mike.
I'll show him how it's done. Okay. Hey Stevie, just want to say congratulations. You know, we're all like really impressed by your win, and it's just, you know, it's great to see you, you know, acting and all the stuff, and we just really want to keep you see you keep on doing what you're doing, and we hope that you keep on acting until you're like 60 years old. and it'd be really cool, you know, just to, you know, grow up and like just see you in all those films as, you know, throughout all our lives. And yeah, I just hope one day I'll just see you run into you at the MoMA. And
what the fuck?
It wasn't good.
That was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good, but also, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
Why are you copying me?
What?
Are you making fun of me?
What did I say? What?
Come on. Anyways.
You just happened to go first, Coach Chad. All right. If Coach Mike went first, you would have been copying him.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. All right. Well, okay, that's all we got for Stevie. But one little note I want to make is, apparently he's not going to be in the Marvels movie. That Marvel. What? Apparently they replaced him.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Who? Oh my god!
I don't know who, but there's news that he was dropped from it.
Who did it?
I don't know. So.
It's okay. I mean, superhero movies have been on the decline lately.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. What is the one with Brie Larson?
The Marvels.
Oh, is this called the Marvels? Yeah, that one flopped pretty hard. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And also, Brie Larson was a Academy nominated. She won an Oscar for like what was it for Room or something? But now she's the Marvel character, and you know, it doesn't seem like she's doing anything else that big.
It's true.
So I feel like the superhero route is the bad move.
It also ruins their careers.
Yeah, exactly.
So good thing Steven's not doing it.
There you go. All right.
It's too early for him. He's got bigger things to do.
Yeah, a Golden Globe winner in a Marvel movie. Yeah, no. Nothing's.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I can't tell if Coach Mike's being serious.
I know, it doesn't sound that serious.
Yeah, he's not being serious, right? All right. Well, anyways, that's all we got for Steven Yeun. let's go ahead and close it out with some hashtags.
Oh, I didn't do any hashtags.
You're too busy.
Hashtag Stevie. Hashtag see you at the MoMA. Hashtag too good for Marvel.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. That was good. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, spicy.